It's time now for your letters. And first, one correction. We aired a story earlier this week about renowned Russian conductor Valery Gergiev. He's become a polarizing figure for his vocal support of President Vladimir Putin. The two share a long friendship. In our story, though, we said that relationship goes back to when Putin was mayor of St. Petersburg. That's incorrect. Putin was not mayor, but first deputy mayor.
Several of you wrote in about our story on part-time college professors known as adjuncts. We highlighted one teacher who is paid so little, she sometimes struggles financially.
It is embarrassing to talk on a radio and say, I think I'll have to go give some blood, you know, but I need a gasoline.
Well, listener Christopher Dorr of Cincinnati, Ohio, thinks we missed part of the story. He writes, while you spoke with multiple faculty members who were dissatisfied with their adjunct status, you did not speak with any adjunct faculty, like me, who are quite happy with the opportunity to teach on a part-time basis. Dorr goes on, a great many faculty members are well-established in lucrative and successful careers outside of academia.
And now, two sports-related comments. The first about my story on former NFL player Sean Morey. After years of countless hits and dozens of concussions on the field, Morey left the game. He now suffers from post-concussion syndrome, a condition that adversely affects not just Morey, but his kids and his wife.
He gets a look in his eyes that you're pretty sure you've never met this person in your life before, because he doesn't look anything like the person you know.
Listener Becky Tim from Minneapolis writes, I always grumble when NPR covers sports. I especially hate football. But thank you for putting a human face on the issue of NFL head injuries. I was glued to listening to this heartbreaking story of a family forever changed. I feel such compassion for the father, wife, and three girls. I appreciate this unique coverage of an issue that I thought I would never connect to. Good job.
Now, from football to basketball, Rick Westcott of Seattle wrote in to scold us on our Seattle sports history, which came up in a recent tech story. In that report, we said Microsoft switches CEOs just a little bit more frequently than Seattle wins major sporting championships. Yes, the Seahawks just won the Super Bowl, but we said before that, the city hadn't scored a big title since the Supersonics won an NBA championship in 1979. Westcott writes that we neglected, however, the two WNBA titles won by the Seattle Storm in 2004 and 2010. He says, I guess, though, because they were just women, they don't count.
Well, they absolutely do count, Mr. Westcott. And to prove it, this one goes out to you and all the Storm fans. Keep your emails coming. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact at the very bottom of the page.